Yes, sir. Your favorite cousins are back. You already know what time it is. The Silver Boys are back in session. I'm your host, Cam Silver.
I'm your co-host, Kyle Silver.
And welcome back to the Silver Boys podcast. Now, Kyle, this week has been an onslaught of just breaking news after breaking news after breaking news when it comes to the NBA, per usual. Free agency starts, and literally everybody goes from one place to the other. Some people are staying, some are going, some are, shoot, like Kemba Walker, some are retiring. Like, it's all over the damn place. It's all over the place. But made it to this week, to the end of the week at least. Mm-hmm. And now, for the most part, everybody signed somewhere. So let's get into it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Too many Woj bombs, but we love it. We'll always accept the Woj bombs. You know, could have my notifications going crazy, but, you know, definitely have my jaw on the floor with a couple of these, you know, trades and whatnot, these free agent signings, you know, players you weren't expecting to move, go places. Definitely got a lot to get into. A lot of changes will be coming in this next season. But, yeah, let's start it up.
All right, so Paul George decides to sign a 4-year deal, 212 max deal with the Philadelphia 76ers. That Woj bomb at 3:30 in the morning was something. The good part about working at night is that you are like literally one of the first people to get the bomb, and you're like, oh, okay.
No, like for real, that Woj bomb was definitely I seen that coming though, because there were so many talks about, you know, Paul George to the Sixers. I like the addition for the 76ers, because it's somebody else that can go, you know, he's a strong wing defender, number one, and then number two, it's somebody who can, like, you know, go and get his shot off the dribble if he can, like, you know, hit his shots. You don't have to put as much pressure on Joel Embiid. And then, you know, Tyrese Maxey coming in, getting what he, you know, doing what he can do and what he's shown us that he's capable of doing. And he's only just, you know, on an upward trend. I like it, though. It's just really up to Paul George to actually, like, you know, come through in the clutch when everybody needs him to, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. It's a good signing. Mm-hmm. But I'm not overly excited about it. Mm-hmm. Mainly because the two question marks that we will have on this team. One is obviously health. Mm-hmm. They all need to be healthy. The only one that excludes from that really is Tyrese Maxey, but Joel Embiid needs to be healthy. Paul George needs to be healthy. Those two, you know, obviously, because they're key. Another one is consistency. Mm-hmm. Paul George does struggle with consistency a lot. Like, if he's not on from 3-point range, it's like, okay. You know, he had a pretty good game. He had like 15 points or whatever. Yeah. But like, you know what I mean? Like, he has to have games where he's consistently shooting, you know, and consistently making, 3 to 4 threes a game in order for him to truly be, you know, like out there, you know? Like, we don't see him have those games where he's like having 25, 30, 30, 30, 25, 30. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't have a string of like games where it's like, From the beginning of December all the way to the end of December, he's been averaging like 26, 27 points a game. And that's what you're going to need from him. Mm-hmm. Especially if I'm signing you for this much money, for this amount of years. If I'm giving you a max deal, then, you know, that's kind of what I'm expecting.
Yeah.
So I'm not over the top about it. I do like the signing because it does take a lot of pressure off of Tyrese and off of Joel Embiid. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they get rid of Tobias Harris, who was virtually a no-show at, you know, many times of the season. Mm-hmm. So, obviously we'll expect more from Paul George. But, yeah, it's not over the top. Like, it won't, for me personally, it won't put them past the Celtics, or it won't put them past the Knicks either.
I agree. I completely agree with you.
Because they're both two formative teams right now who haven't really lost anything. Philly still has a lot of gaps to fill in. But, like I said, overall, it's a good signing for them, and they're on track to the right steps.
Yeah, most definitely. And, you know, Tyrese Maxey getting his extension as well. You know, well-deserved 5-year, $204 million extension with the Sixers. I think that's well-deserved. But the Sixers, they have high expectations now. You got two guys, you know, and that's upwards of $400 million just that you got to spread the wealth between two guys. You know, is your bench going to lack now? Will, like, is that depth really going to show itself in the latter parts of the season. I think those are like real question marks that we need to have surrounding the 76ers, because I completely agree with you. I'm not putting them over the Knicks, and I'm not putting them over the Celtics.
Right.
So it's just, and you could make an argument about the Bucks sometimes too, like, just because they have Giannis. You feel me? So it's kind of just, we gotta wait and see. And Paul George, just it really comes down to Paul George being consistent. Because I got faith in Tyrese Maxey, but it comes down to, if Paul George could just give you that 25 to 30 a night, Joel Embiid don't have to worry about, just going out there and scoring inefficiently and whatnot,
Right. You know, Joel didn't have to do a 40 and 20 every night. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
He could finally relax, especially, Paul George is a guy. There's a reason why all the young players love him. He's a guy that could do it all. You know, he's your my career player,
Exactly.
basically. You know, he's the six, 6'8", 6'9", long arms, has handle, can defend, can get to the rim, can shoot the three, can shoot the midi. You know, he has basically everything in his arsenal. It's just a matter of him being able to put it all together and consistently doing it over the course of a regular season, and then also putting it together for long playoff runs. So
Yeah.
that's the that would be the biggest thing. That would be the thing I feel like we will all be watching very, very closely. You know, because now the spotlight is on him. But something that I always come to whenever guys leave is you never know. Maybe a change of scenery, and change of teammates, change just a jersey. You know, we'll do that for you. Maybe maybe the fact that you don't have your family there every single night will actually do something for you. Will actually give you like a little pick me up. So you never know.
Yeah, it's like a wait, like just like I said, wait and see type of thing, you feel me? So,
But also another person that signed on to the Sixers was Andre Drummond. Got
yes.
Joel Embiid, a good relief guy right there, who's a great rebounder. Someone that, if he's in the game, he's like automatically gonna get you like five rebounds within like the first like couple of minutes. So that's a real good signing in. Someone who we're like, Joel Embiid does have to be out at certain points in the regular season. You can assert him into the starting lineup, and you won't really, miss much in a rebounding section, obviously in a points wise, but that's why you got guys like Paul George and Tyrese Maxey in there.
Exactly. Most definitely. I agree. I like to pick up for I like that pickup with Andre Drummond going to the Sixers, just, because to all the things that you alluded to, it's exercise, extra something, somebody else that could go down there and bang with the big men, like, and you could take some pressure off of Joel Embiid. Especially like, when you don't have him in those certain, like, end of the first quarter, maybe like start of the second quarter, you got Andre Drummond in there, you could do certain things and he could still go get you rebounds. Like, it's, he's still a pre he's still a defensive presence on the court, a defensive, protector as well. So it's a good pickup for him. I'm happy for him, actually. I'm actually really happy for Andre Drummond. I'm glad he was able to like get picked up in time, because he still got some things to contribute to NBA teams, most definitely.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. I feel like he's always like, a
Yeah.
forgotten guy in the NBA. But that happens though. Another signing that I did like, before we get to another big splash, was Chris Paul going to the Spurs. If you guys go back and remember when Chris Paul went to Oklahoma City, a lot of people were like very que were like scratching their heads on that one. But he ended up making them, ended up helping them become a play-in playoff team at that time, and really helped that team grow. And most of them are who they are because of him, are they are who they are now because of what he was able to contribute to them back then a couple of years ago. So I like the signing for the Spurs. Someone that can help out Wemby grow. Also drafting, when they draft Stephon Castle, a point guard that he can coach and teach, and like, hey, this is how you could play the game. This is how you could rack up, an assist, where to get your shots in. So I like that pickup a lot for them.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that one as well. Very, very, that was out of left field. I was not expecting him to go, CP3 to go to the Spurs, but I like it, all the more just because of that veteran experience and that, that cerebral basketball mind that he brings, and he could teach, like, the young cats and on the Spurs, like, how to play with pace, like how to get different looks, how to get Wemby looks. Like, he's the perfect person to go into the league with Wemby, like, in his second year. Because now Wemby is he's used to certain things. He could start to see certain things, and Chris Paul could teach him the ways, the man got to dribble himself already. So as long as you could get him to facilitate as well and actually find his teammates also, I think that'll be like really crucial, like for his development as a player as well. And just getting there over, like getting over the hump, going through an 82-game season, because they were last in the West last season, but with CP3 there, I expect them to go up like at least 2 to 3 seeding spots, most definitely. And you got he could be an extension of Greg Popovich, on the court, off the court, in the locker room. Not that Greg Popovich needs an extension of himself, but he has with CP3, because he's just a great basketball mind, and he could bestow so much knowledge upon these young cats.
That's a real good signing. I remember everybody was like going crazy over that one. So, because
Yeah.
everyone knows the highlight reels of Wemby probably catching every single lob is
He's
going to
going,
be
yo, it's
insane this
the
year.
lob game. It's like Chris Paul should have no problem averaging 13 assists a night.
Oh yeah, no, I'm ha like what's bro? I'm hammering the overs when the basketball season comes. I'm hammering it over, bro.
Yeah.
It's gonna be the most insane thing ever.
Yeah. It's gonna be crazy, yo.
15 assists, oh yeah, over.
Over.
No, that's an exciting time down in San Antonio. More exciting news down in Texas. So, Klay Thompson has finally decided to up and leave his beloved Warriors. Now he will sign a 3-year, $50 million contract with the Mavericks. This was actually in a sign-in trade. So Dallas will give 2 second-round picks to Golden State, and Charlotte will get Josh Green, as well as Klay Thompson will have a player option in the deal. We heard the rumblings of this was one of his favorite teams to go to. I feel like what happened was for him, like he probably sat there. Watching the finals just like the rest of us, or watching him do that playoff run just like the rest of us, and was like, they're having trouble shooting here and there, in certain spots, and he felt like he could be that guy to really get them over the hump and get them another championship. And I like that. I like the signing for them. I like the signing for Klay, being able to get out of Golden State, because there's so many times I even know how we were on Klay this season, saying that, if he didn't pick it up, then obviously he would have to leave, and which he did. And this is a good signing from both sides.
I like the signing for the Mavericks. I'm sad for Steph. I'm sad for Dre. I'm sad just for like, the Bay Area. Klay is the reason why they have as many championships as they do. He was super beneficial to, what they built over in Golden State. And hopefully he could be, somewhat beneficial to what they're trying to build in Dallas with the Mavs. He's not the same, defender that he was a couple of years ago, pre ACL injury. But he doesn't need to be that guy. He has two of the, arguably the best playmakers of, the entire NBA, and Paul, I'm sorry, in Luka Doncic and in Kyrie Irving. He should have no problem being able to just essentially just run up and down the court and just be a three and somewhat D guy. I know he can't probably move laterally as much as he could, but I don't think that that's what they need him for. He just needs to go in and provide at least, 12 points off the bench, or if he's starting, bring in like, 15, 17, 18 points. If he could hit four threes and get you a couple, I'll get you a couple like free throws if you could go to the bucket and whatnot. I think that would be a really big help to the Mavs, because they were missing a lot of scoring, especially in the finals. They were missing like a they were not they scored, over 100 points one time, and that was in game three. I'm sorry, that was in game
In
four.
game four.
But that was just because it was straight desperation. Klay, if he's hitting and he which he is capable of doing, and if he's on. And he could bring you another 15 to 20 points, which they desperately need, if Kyrie's off, if Luka's off, because Luka was getting his, but he was getting his inefficiently. Now he doesn't have to get his inefficiently, because the defense will be drawn towards him as they always will be. And he has just this natural ability to find players in any spot on the court. So he should have no problem finding Klay. Klay played with Steph. Steph would find him All he got to do is just come in, just be a spot up shooter. That's it. That's just be a spot up shooter. That's all they're that's all they're asking you to do.
Yeah, no, they're not gonna ask him to do much. Obviously a proven winner. He's done so much for Golden State, and he deserves to be deserves to be somewhere where he's happy, and deserves to be somewhere where he's winning and competing for championships. So that's one of the many reasons why I like this sign and trade a lot for him and for the Mavericks. They lose. Who they lose? They lose Derrick Jones Jr., but they made up for it with Klay Thompson and a couple others that they were able to get. And this is it's going to be very interesting to see what that team looks like coming in next year. Everyone, coming in a year older, everyone coming in with that experience now of actually going through a deep playoff run and getting to the finals and knowing what it's like being in that atmosphere. And it's big expectations down in Dallas right now, I feel.
Oh yes, most definitely. Most definitely. You don't sign a player like Klay and you don't get back to where you were in the previous season.
Correct. Correct. There's so many signings. It's insanity.
So many signings, so many extensions.
Tatum got a Supermax extension, 5 years, 314 mil, along with Derrick White, who got a crazy extension, 4 years, 125 mil extension with the Celtics. So Celtics, I don't even know where the heck they're getting all this money from, but their starting five is almost making $1 billion alone.
And that's crazy. That is genuinely crazy. Because they still have somewhat of a bench, but at this point, you don't really like that's what they were known for, because they had the depth to be able to go and do it. But they didn't, it's not like they're losing anybody. You're not losing Payton Pritchard, you ain't losing KP, you're not losing Derrick White. You got them locked in. Of course, you got JT locked in now. So Celtics are they're the best team in the league. We know that. Shout out to JT for getting, he's the number one played, the highest paid player in the NBA right now.
Well deserved.
315 million is crazy. But we knew it was coming. Especially after JB was getting got his contract. We knew he was coming right down the next year. So I'm proud of JT, like for real. I'm really, really proud of him, especially that finally getting going and getting himself a ring. It's well deserved. I know that having a good summer.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure.
Good summer. Got himself a ring and 314 mil.
Plus the fact that he got the Olympics in a few weeks too, so
Exactly. And came back with gold. Now that's the
yeah, no,
summer.
going that's
That's the summer.
yeah, that's going out on top right there. If they can capture gold, then he could for sure went out on top. Who else do we got? Yeah, who
Wow,
else do so
Harden
many?
signed to an OKC.
Yes, that's a big
Yeah,
one. That's a big one. They need that.
I cried. I cried.
Yeah,
I
no,
ain't gonna lie.
I had a feeling that he ended up leaving.
Yeah, after they signed OG, I knew. Because you signed OG to 5 years, 212. So that was it was, it was either OG or Isaiah. It was you couldn't have both, especially
Along
with them getting Mikal Bridges as well.
Bridges, yeah.
But I'm a little concerned because Hartenstein brought like just passion and fire and just like and grittiness to that team, especially when Mitchell Robinson was out. That was huge because I don't know, you can't rely on Mitchell Robinson to stay healthy. And that's a problem because then next up in line is Julius Randle,
And
And
I feel
Julius
like
could be ugh.
it's not even just Mitchell being healthy. I think it's also the fact that he did a lot more than Mitchell. He was a lot
Yeah.
more better on offense than Mitchell was, you
That
know,
little
like
push out, he perfected that.
The floater, not only just the floater, but the rebounding, the passing, he did a lot. I
The
mean, a
picks, the pick
lot more.
setting,
The pick and
pick
rolls that
setting.
he was able to do,
Yeah.
yes, he did a ton more than Mitchell, and that's going to be hard to replicate. You know, I don't. It doesn't matter who you really get. Isaiah
Yeah.
Hartenstein is just one of those guys where he's a diamond in the rough. So that's a great pickup for OKC, for him to go behind Chet, and now someone that Chet can really learn from and see other things that he can expand on himself as well. So
And
yeah.
being able to hit that pick and roll with SGA now, and PSG, more than capable of hitting, of finding him to be able to get those little
Get
floaters
those
that
little floaters.
Hartenstein loves so much.
Yeah.
That hurt. That
Yeah,
hurt.
that was
That
a tough
hurt.
one. That
That
that's a
hurt.
tough pill to swallow.
Yeah, definitely.
That's all right, though. The Knicks will be just fine. The
We'll be
Knicks will be
fine.
just
We'll be
fine.
fine. We'll be fine. Eastern Conference Finals, baby. Eastern Conference Finals. Let's go.
On July 4th, Buddy Hield goes to Golden State Warriors on a sign and trade deal. The deal is guaranteed 2 years, 21 mil. Hill will get 18 mil in the first 2 years, a 3 mil partial guarantee in the third year with a player option, and a non-guaranteed fourth year. Warriors will send a 6 years, 2031 second round pick via Dallas.
Nice. Good pickup for the Warriors. Buddy Hield, shooter, certified. We know what he could do, behind that 3-point line. Just about him showing up for Steph, showing up for Draymond, because Draymond will be able to find him.
Oh,
Most
yeah.
definitely, Steph will be able to find him.
And he
Even
shoots deep too.
Pajemski will be able to find him too,
And yeah, like I said, he shoots pretty deep too. So yeah. He'll definitely he would definitely be able to I think everybody will definitely be able to find him for sure.
He's a good fit for in a system with Steve Kerr and the Warriors, and
Yeah.
what they're trying to build going forward.
Yep. I like that. I like that signing a lot. Because I was surprised that the Nick Nurse didn't play him a lot in the playoffs.
Me too. He wasn't getting no, like, not a lot of
Like,
PT.
no.
And then he did it when it was way too late,
Like when they
So,
were
but
literally trying to claw their way back in.
But
What was
that's
that? That
somebody you can go.
game six, was it? Yeah, game
And so,
six.
but that's somebody who can go and get the Warriors another. He could go and get you 15 points easily. He could get you 12 off of 4 made threes,
Yeah, no, if you just get him involved partially, you don't even
Exactly.
have to be like fully cooperating into the game plan. If you just get him involved partially, he will do what he has to do. He'll knock down
Yes.
the shots. Because
Yeah.
if we've seen it, we've already seen it, like you said in game six, if he's on, he's on.
Exactly.
He's gonna knock down we've seen him knock down 4 to 5 threes in a row. And he'll catch fire real quick too. So yeah, that's a good sign and trade right there for the Warriors. Another good one for the Warriors was Kyle Anderson being able to get him in the sign and trade, which is good. All it cost the Warriors was a second round pick swap and a cash. So,
Good,
you
like,
know.
good big size person who can hand he can like handle a rock too. So I'm happy about that one for the Warriors. They need pieces. They need pieces.
Slow mo is what they call them. If you don't know why they call him slow-mo, watch his jump shot.
Everybody, please go watch that jump shot, because oh my.
It's
Oh my.
a set, and it's like, all right, when is he gonna get there?
When I could get through 3 segments in the game by the time it takes for him to put up a shot.
It's annoying to play with him on 2K.
It's bad. Seven, he got a 65 speed and whatnot.
But all respects to him though. He's a great,
Facts,
great, great
facts,
player though. A great
facts.
player. Donovan Mitchell signs an extension with the Cavs. 3 years, 150 mil.
There,
So
that one was interesting to see as well, because there's a lot of rumors and a lot of speculation, like, would he stay? Would he sign that extension? But I wonder how that free agency market was for Donovan Mitchell, because I'm trying to figure out, like, where else could he have realistically gone,
Yeah, no, after the Knicks picked up Mikal, it was like, yeah, there's kind of really no other place for you to go, so you might as well just
I wasn't,
stay
I didn't
here.
hear a lot of teams like fielding for deep for Donovan Mitchell.
And I you know what it else it is too, that I think what happened was, I think we've all looked at these past 2 years and watched them in the playoffs, and everyone's like, he's not who we all thought he'd be. Like in the West Coast, it's easy for teams to be like, oh, like he has potential, because the West Coast is wild, you know? Like
Yeah.
it's a, literally a dogfight every single night. But when you get to the East, which is a formerly, you know, not that strong, well, at least not until this season now that we're seeing what it is. But for the most part, that wasn't that strong of the East. And we're looking at him, we're like, okay, you could barely get past the Magic. And then, you know, what happens with the Celtics, where, you know, that would happen to anybody. But
Yeah.
like how they couldn't close the door on the Magic, for me personally, was like, okay, yeah, you don't really have that, you don't have that next level yet. And I think that's what it was for other teams. Other teams just didn't see it.
No, yeah, I completely agree with you. They were just stuck in that middle echelon of teams, like, you know, and they weren't like they're not really I could see they're plateauing essentially. They're not really going up, but they're not going down either. Just kind of like
It's
there,
just that
middle
straight,
of the pack road, middle of the pack team.
yeah.
But I'm happy for him. I'm glad he got his money. I'm glad he got his extension, you know, well deserved. Like he did, you know, he's been helping Cleveland. Let's not get it twisted now. He's
Oh
been
yeah.
definitely helping Cleveland do what they need to do and, you know, trying to get where they want to get to. But I'm glad that they retained him because, you know, the Cavaliers need a player like Donovan Mitchell, you know, on their roster because he's box office, he's Showtime, fills the seats, like people want to come see him and he'll go and he'll get it done too. Like we, you know, he took it to the like when he was playing, like he took it to the Celtics this past season. Like, you know, in the playoffs when they faced up. You know, we all knew the Celtics were gonna win, but he did what he did what he tried. He tried to do what he could.
He tried to do what he could do, yeah.
Yeah. You know
Before
Jared
we,
Allen and whatnot.
yeah, before we get up out of here, because we literally only have like a couple minutes. The one trade that we didn't get to talk about was the Hawks trading DeJounte Murray to New Orleans for Larry Nance Jr., Dyson Daniels, a 2025 first round pick, and the 2027 first round pick. That right there was that one right there, I think, caught a lot of people off guard. We all knew
Yeah.
that DeJounte Murray was being shopped, but it was like to where? That was like literally the biggest question was like, where was he going to go? And to end up in New Orleans is actually pretty big. Jonte Murray is a really good closing guard,
Yeah.
and that's what the Pelicans needed, especially because they were in games where OKC, they just couldn't close. Like
Couldn't
CJ wasn't
close.
showing up, BI still coming off the injury, but he just couldn't get his shot going. No Zion, and you know they need a good two-way guard like DeJounte Murray, who I think will give them a good picking up.
Yeah, no, good long two guard to have, like, you know, alongside Zion when he is healthy. You know, you got Jose Alvarado, you know, and you got Jonas Valanciunas, like, so, you know, good pickup for the Pelicans. I'm not mad at it, you know.
Valachute's not there no more.
Oh, you're right. You're right. He's not.
Wizards.
That's right. Ooh, purgatory. Ooh. Yeah, no, it's a good pickup though. Like, you know, Pelicans needed that. Pelicans
Sure
definitely
did.
needed that.
Sure did, yeah.
I'm interested that, you know, that the Hawks actually broke up that two-man tandem now because we knew when that trade when that happened, like, you know, when DeJounte went to the ATL, like we were all like, oh, okay, maybe this could like get them somewhere, you know?
But yeah, now I got them and made them, and actually kind of made them worse in
Exactly.
reality.
Yeah.
And now I
Yeah.
think they accepted their fate, especially after getting that first round, that first overall pick. I think they kind of accepted their fate that they have to start rebuilding and
Yep.
make this team, you know, a little different for Trey.
Yep.
But
I agree.
yeah, that's the episode.
Nice. Nice.
Got
Talk so
in.
much. So much to get covered.
Got in a lot, got in a lot, and happy about it because I was kind of worried. But I was very excited about this episode because of all the free agency signings that we were able to talk about. And this weekend actually starts up the summer league, so you know we get to watch some of the young boys.
Definitely got to tune in to see some of those guys, you know, see how they're gonna do in their first, like, you know, couple games over in you know, in fresh NBA gear now.
Yeah. So very, very excited to see all of them. But till next week, I'm your host, Cam Silver.
I'm your co-host Kyle Silver.
And we'll see you later.
Thank you.